Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today, we are very fortunate to have His Grace Ram Girdhari Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 3, 44 to 51 verses. Before we hand over the call to Prabhu, I would like to read today's Srila Prabhupada's quote, 19th September. Shura means sharp razor. If you are careful, you cleanse very nicely. If you are not careful, immediately blood. So the spiritual life is like that. As soon as you become little inattentive, immediately Maya captures. Yes, come on. Then everything failure. September 19th. 1973, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yeah, I just wanted to add one word for the Srila Prabhupada's quote. So do not to be inattentive and always be attentive. Just join these classes. So that we can be in always attentive. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Over to you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. And it's wonderful to be always in the association of devotees, glorifying the Supreme Lord. So we'll chant our prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityanandam. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityanandam. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. So we are reading from Chaitanya Bhagavata, chapter 3, text 44 through 61. सेवकेर द्रोह मुनि सहित न पारौन पुत्र या विहाय मोर तथापि संहारौन पुत्र कांतो नपनर सेवका लागिया मिथ्या नाहि काहि गुप्ता सुन मन दिया. आई कैनॉट टॉलरेट द ऑपरेशन ऑफ माई डिवोटीज. आई किल द ऑपरेसर इवन इफ ही इज माई ओन सन. I cut down my own son for the sake of my servant. I am not telling a lie. O Gupta, hear attentively. I can never tolerate the behavior of persons who are envious of my devotees. If even one of my sons becomes envious of my devotee, I am also prepared to kill that dear son. What to speak of this for the sake of my devotees? I'm ready to cut my own son into pieces. I'm telling you the actual truth. This is not an exaggeration. Ekale karino muni prithvi uddharam ai lakshitira garbha parshe amaram. When I was delivering the earth, she became pregnant by my touch. Haila naraka name putra mahabalam apane putre re dharma kahila sakalam. I begot a powerful son named Naraka and I personally instructed him on religious principles. Maharaja hailena amara nandanam devadvija guru bhakta karena palanam. My son became great king and he properly maintained the demigods, twice born, the gurus and the devotees. Daiva doshe tahara haila tushta sangam panera samsarge haila bhakta drohe rangam. By providence, he fell into bad association with Bana and began to take pleasure in oppressing the devotees. Seva kera himsa mui naparon sahite Katinu apana putra sevaka rakite. I cannot tolerate the oppression of my servants. So I cut my own son to protect my servants. Janame janame tumi sevi acha more. ete ka sakala tatva kahi lato mare. You have served me birth after birth. Therefore, I have disclosed these truths to you. Suniya murari gupta prabhura vachanam. Vihvala khaya gupta kare nakrandanam. On hearing the Lord's words, Murari Gupta became overwhelmed and began to cry. Murari Sahita Gaura Chandra Jaya 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 Yajna Varaha Sevaka Rakshamaya. All glories to Gaura Chandra in the association of Murari. All glories to Varaha, the Lord of Sacrifice and protector of his devotees. Yei Mata Sarva Seva Kera Ghare Ghare Kripaya Thakura Jana Yena Apanare. In this way, the Lord revealed himself to all of his servants at each of their houses. Chiniya Sakala Britya Prabhu Apanara Parananda Maya Chitta Haila Sabhara. When the servants recognized their Lord, their hearts became filled with bliss. Pashandire ara keha bhaya nahi kare hate ghate sabe krishna gaya uchasware. Then they no longer feared the atheists and they freely and loudly chanted the names of Krishna at all public places. Prabhu sange miliya sakala bhakta gana Mahanande Aharnisha Karaya Kirtanam. In the company of the Lord, all the devotees happily engaged day and night in chanting the holy names. Meelila Sakala Bhakta Bhai Nityanandam Bhai Nadeki Abada Dukhi Gaura Chandram. All the devotees assembled together except Nityananda. Gaura Chandra became unhappy on not seeing his brother. Nirantara Nityananda Smare Vishwambaram Jani Lena Nityananda Ananta Ishwaram. Vishwambara constantly remembered Nityananda, and Nityananda, who is non-different from Ananta, could understand this. Prashange Sunaha Nityanandera Akhyanam Sutra Rupe Janma Karma Kichukahitanam. In this connection, please hear the narrations regarding Nityananda. I will briefly describe his birth and activities in the form of codes. Radha Deshe Eka Chakra Name Ache Dhamam Yanhi Janmilena Nityananda Bhagavan. In Radha Desha, there is a village named Eka Chakra where Lord Nityananda took birth. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshuran Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namaham Vishnu Padayam Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedhantam Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Prabhu Nityanandam Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So it's so wonderful that we are getting to glorify the Supreme Lord. In fact, the current context is the Lord who has assumed the form of Varahadev, Gaura Chandra, in the house of Murari Gupta, has assumed the form of Varahadev, and he is revealing several subtle truths which otherwise is not revealed or known to many. This section of the narration is very significant from a practitioner's standpoint, where the Lord says, where his thoughts are always swinging towards. The rod is called Bhakta Vatsala. And Bhakta Vatsala is a unique service that the Lord has accepted to protect his devotees. And for doing that function of being a Bhakta Vatsala, he is going to any extent, even to the extent of harming his own children. As Varahadev, Gaurachandra has completely gone out of his current arrangement of Leela, and he really assumed the form of the boar avatar, and he is divulging some very intricate, important information. If we very carefully analyze, it is explained that the Lord is visiting different houses and revealing different secrets, opening up on several important agendas, and by that way reciprocating to the love that those devotees are having for the Supreme Lord. Of course, we all know the kind of love Sri Murari Gupta is having for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, both as Hanuman to Ramachandra, as well as Murari Gupta to Gaurachandra. The love is simply spotless. And as a matter of reciprocation, Gaurachandra, on his own, just by looking at his altar, as soon as he entered the Vishnu temple in Murari Gupta's house and saw the water pot and start to immediately take a form of a boar and trying to express his heart out. Krishna, when he is with his devotees, there are many things that he shares that he does not do that when he is in his administrative role. When demigods approach him for some administrative support, when there is anything to do with the maintenance of the universe, when anything to look after some routine transactions in this universe, the Lord does that in a slightly different mood. If I can say this, that when a person is in extreme love with somebody, he thinks from his heart. When a person is officially, professionally engaged, he uses his brain. So, for the devotees, the Lord is residing in their heart. For the Lord, devotees are residing in his heart. And this episode or this current context, we get to understand how the Lord is acknowledging his love for his dear devotees. So we are going to churn this current context through some sets of reflections as usual and try to learn some lessons for us. For a Vaishnava, the real wealth or the real prosperity or the real Aishwarya is his divine qualities. Yet a Vaishnava is glorious because of the qualities that he has acquired through the process of Krishna consciousness. So Kapiladev explained this to Devahuti that Sadhu Bhushana, the ornaments of a devotee, is their qualities, and those qualities are acknowledged by the Supreme Lord. So the first reflection from this current context is about how when a practicing devotee, when he is not careful about his conduct, or in other words, when anyone who is not careful in their conduct and try to harm a Vaishnava, try to harm a devotee, what reaction the Supreme Lord will get. There is a very famous verse that we have several times referred. So that verse is coincidentally from Chaitanya Bhagavat only. He says, Anindaka hoy jay sakrit Krishna bhaje satya satya muitare udharilo hele. So Anindaka hoy jay. So it is explained that this is a statement that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made. Vrindavan Das Thakura is telling what Mahaprabhu has said. Anindaka hoy jay. If anybody is performing ninda, criticism, oppressing, as it is explained that I cannot tolerate the oppression of my servants. Immediately I'll cut them to pieces. So the first reflection is about a very prominent point, which we all know. It's a very elaborately discussed topic of the mad elephant offense of Vaishnava Aparad. So we will just touch base on that and eventually drill down further. So the idea is that anyone who is possessed with the divine Vaishnava qualities, or in fact, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says that anyone who is even having the, if anyone displays the signs of understanding Krishna consciousness, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.4.34 purport. If anyone displays signs of understanding Krishna consciousness, he should be accepted according to Vaishnava Smriti regulations as a prospective Brahmana and should be given all facilities to achieve the highest perfection. So it is not just that an accomplished, ripened, matured Brahmana, matured devotee we are talking about. Even if anyone displays signs of understanding Krishna consciousness. So our first reflection is that the Supreme Lord does not tolerate any oppression, any disrespect, or any act of enviousness towards his dear devotees. So in our practicing of Krishna consciousness. We may have many challenges. We may have many laundry to do it upon ourselves. But one thing we should immediately stop, immediately block, which is about enviousness towards anyone, especially towards a Vaishnava. Srimad Bhagavatam says, the enviousness makes the heart hard. If anyone is envious, he will not be able to understand Krishna consciousness. He will not be able to appreciate. He will not be able to practice Krishna consciousness because his heart is becoming harder. And we are hearing that, what is the way of Krishna killing them, ripping them apart? By taking them away from Vaishnava association, by taking them far away from devotee circle. So it is considered as much worse than killing that person. If a person is bereft of Vaishnava association, if a person is not able to be in a satsanga, it is as good as, you know, him being killed. So our duty is to somehow, we may struggle, we may have our own anomalies, we may have our own challenges, we may have our own difficulties in our practicing Krishna consciousness. But if we are somehow or other envious towards Vaishnavas, envious towards devotees, then we have a problem. So this is from 10th canto, 74th chapter, text number 40. Nindam Bhagavat Ashravam Statpasya Janasya Vam Tato Na Paitiya Sopyati Adasukritachyata. Anyone who fails to immediately leave the place where he hears criticism of the Supreme Lord or his faithful devotee will certainly fall down, bereft of his pious credits. So the message here is absolutely clear that you may have a lot of punya karma, you may have done a lot of, you know, so much of pious credits with you, but if we are not attentive enough, if you are not careful enough, if you are not serious enough in refraining from fault finding, refraining from being enviousness, refraining from being offensive, you know, this verse very clearly says, I cannot tolerate the oppression of my devotees. I kill the oppressor even if he is my own son. I cut down my own son for the sake of my servant. I am not telling a lie. And in the very next shloka, he says, this is not an exaggeration. So, our dealings with Vaishnavas happens to be a very important, critical one. Today's verse from today's Prabhupada's quote also says that if you are not careful, Maya will, you know, attack us. So what is that carefulness all about? The carefulness all about is Vaishnava dealings. Dealings with Vaishnavas, we're dealing with fellow devotees and doing every possible transaction with our devotees is something that we need to look after. If we are not careful enough, then we are going to face the consequences, the anger, anguish of the Supreme Lord. So my first reflection is a very obvious one. Several times we have churned that, several times we have analyzed that, several times this has been part of the discussion. But we need to know that as much time as we have spoken, this is important enough for us to abide that how I can check myself. I may have other diseases, but I need to make sure that I don't spread this disease. I don't, become contagious. I don't try to pollute the atmosphere by my enviousness, by my attitude of oppressing devotees. And go and ask for forgiveness. This 1074 40 shloka very clearly says, in spite of pious credits, in spite of bias credits being that, many of us may have an attitude saying that I have done so-and-so punya karma, so-and-so activities, so-and-so this, so-and-so that. But the secret lies in how much we are serious, careful in our practices, our behavior towards other fellow devotees. There is a very famous pastime of Gopala Chappal. Gopala Chappal had disrespected Srivas Thakur. So Srivas Thakur was such a wonderful Vaishnava. We have been hearing about his glories. So Gopala Chappal offended Srivas Thakur. And incidentally, a Vaishnava never takes offense. Because he is so humble, Srivas Thakur did not, retaliate, did not fight back. But the Lord took offensive. The Lord took so offensive of Srivas Thakur's behavior, Gopala Chappal's behavior. So he had, he had been very upset. And the result of it was Gopala Chappal got leprosy. A very acute leprosy. To the extent that he went to every possible medical practitioner and he could not get cured. So finally somebody said that please go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ask for some solution. So when Gopala Chappal went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most munificent, most merciful, most magnanimous Supreme Lord said that I can't help you, my dear. Because what you have done is something that I can't fix it. The only person who can fix it is Srivas Thakur. Otherwise, he very subtly mentioned, otherwise, even if you take several lifetimes, even if you take, several births, I don't think your leprosy will get cured. Because Gopala Chappal decided to even kill himself, suicide himself, because his pain or his leprosy was so acute that he couldn't, tolerate. So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopala Chappal went to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu advised him how to go and ask for forgiveness to Gopala Chappal, to Srivas Thakur. So he eventually went and asked forgiveness to Srivas Thakur. My dear Srivas Thakur, I'm extremely sorry for whatever I have done out of arrogance. Please forgive me. I cannot tolerate my disease anymore. So it is not even in Krishna's control. Here Krishna is saying he will rip them apart, but it is not even in Krishna's control. Just as soon as we offend a Vaishnava, if we try to harm a devotee, the whole arrangement, like for example, if you moment you serve Krishna, Krishna's servants are available to serve you. The moment you serve Krishna's servant, Krishna is available to serve you. The moment you oppress Krishna's servants, Krishna is ready to chop you off. He does not see who you are. So when Gopala Chappal said, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, my dear sir. It takes a lot of courage. A person whom you have offended, whom you have treated very cheaply, whom you have harmed, to just go and ask for forgiveness, it is something very difficult. Because we have harmed them because of the lust we have. Nija Indriya Preeti Kama, Krishna Indriya Preeti Prema. నిజేంద్రియ ప్రీతి ఆత్మ ఇంద్రియ ప్రీతి కామ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై లస్ట్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై అటాచ్మెంట్స్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ లెఫ్ట్ రైట్ సెంటర్ అండ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు యునో బిహేవ్ బ్యాడ్లీ విత్ పీపుల్ బికాస్ మై లస్ట్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ ఈస్ మేకింగ్ మీ థింక్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ద ఎంజాయర్ ద లస్ట్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ మేక్స్ ద హార్ట్ హార్డ్ when the water becomes ice, when the water becomes rock solid, the same water which is not harming, not harmful, when it becomes ice, it becomes very hard. They say that Titanic got destroyed when it got stuck in an iceberg. The same water which made Titanic float, when it became iceberg, it became the cause for its collapse. So desire to serve Krishna is spiritual upliftment. Desire to serve oneself, and because of which you are oppressing others. This is a natural, understanding a devotee should have. In the last 34 years of practicing Krishna consciousness, we have seen several stages of our own evolution of consciousness. Also, we have seen some fellow devotees. It is very easy to take the position of senior devotee, but it is very difficult to stay grounded and be a humble servant. And that position is called as advancement in Krishna consciousness. So seniority in Krishna consciousness is definitely something to be respected. But advancement in our consciousness means how I stay grounded and humble, even to those, as I said, even to those who are exhibiting the qualities, as signs of understanding, not even understanding. So Gopal Achyapal, when he asked forgiveness, Srivas Thakur says, okay, I forgive you. But the problem is fully not solved here. The problem is solved only when you show some consistency of this repentance. So he had sent to another devotee by name Purushottam Das Thakur. Why did Srivas Thakur himself not help? Because there is an already familiarity. Because there is already a past experience of him offending, even though he is now asking for some forgiveness, there should not be any relapse of that behavior. So Srivas Thakur knew that it is better advisable that if he serves under Purushottam Das Thakur. So Gopal Achyapal went to Purushottam Das Thakur, and Purushottam Das Thakur said, The service that you have to do the rest of the life is just glorify Vaishnavas. All through your life, you are supposed to glorify Vaishnavas, and that is the only way by which you can get purified of your mistakes. And he gave him initiation and gave him the name Devaki Nandan Das. There is a very famous song this Devaki Nandan Das has written, which many serious Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they sing it as a daily song. Vrindavana Vasijata Vaishnaveragan Pratame Vandana Kori Sabara Charan Neelachala Vasijata Mahaprabhurgan Bhumite Podiya Vandol Sabara Charan. So this whole song, this Gopal Achyapal, who got transformed to Devaki Nandan Das out of his repentance, and eventually by the encouragement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and eventually Srivas Thakur's advice to surrender to Purushottam Das Thakur, he is writing this song. In that song he is writing, saying that I offer my prostrated obeisances. Vrindavan Vasis, Navadvip Vasis, Neelachala Vasis, Hoya Chene, Hoi Bene, Prabhur Jadadas. So he's saying that the devotees who used to be in the past and the devotees who are going to come in the future, to all of them, I offer my prostrate obeisances. Brahmanda tarite shakti tare jane jane ye veda purane gunagaye jeva sune. He says that one single devotee has got the power to deliver the entire Brahmanda. The person who abused, accused, insulted Srivas Thakur got transformed on writing this song. So this song is a very meditative, prayerful song. Helps us to inculcate the mood of being a humble, grounded Vaishnava. Madhavananda Prabhu has taught this song in one of his seminars. Since then, we have learned the songs in our yatra and encouraged devotees to remember this song on an almost daily basis. Because this song helps you. Of course, there are many other songs, but I'm saying this has got a connection to this Leela. So hence my first reflection in this current context is to say that please be careful with dealing with devotees. Just because you are weak, just because you have a problem, just because you are facing challenges, just because you have some situation, please don't pounce on devotees. Please don't, try to mess with them. It's going to be a very costly exercise. On 17th, we had His Holiness Bhaktacharya Maharaj's Vyasa Puja. So on that day, I was hearing a lecture of Maharaj. So Maharaj made a very profound statement. He said, for all the problems in your life, for all the problems in your life, for all the challenges that you are facing in your life, please learn to blame someone. He says, unless you blame that person, you will not be able to come out of that challenge. And that person is yourself. Instead of going and pointing fingers to everyone, because of him, because of her, because of that situation, because of this situation, because of my, surroundings, so many reasons we give. So he says that, because he said, very nicely he mentioned that it is very important for us to give credit when everything goes well to the Supreme Lord and Vaishnavas, and blame oneself for the challenges one faces. If the challenges are not accepted as our own shortcomings, it will eventually lead to oppress, boycott, blame someone else, which will be further more challenging. So I would like to, wrap up this discussion of the first reflection saying that in our practicing Krishna consciousness, as they say, the first precaution in any disease, the first precaution in any disease is to isolate yourself so that the disease don't spread. Similarly, the first precaution a practicing devotee need to take in his practicing Krishna consciousness is to shield his envious nature, or to try to kill his envious nature towards everyone, especially towards the Vaishnavas. Rest all the qualities we can slowly, 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 slowly build. And the way we will be able to restrict or kill our envious nature is by the form of appreciation. By glorification. The Supreme Lord is glorifying. The reason of this whole context here is the Lord glorifies his devotees. 6th canto, 14th chapter, text number 43, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Daruna Chetasaha. Daruna Chetasaha means your heart will become like a dead wood. Hard-hearted. So it is important for us to be careful and try to take care of this precaution. Because in the form of trying to get rid of your disease, you should not increase it more. This is the first reflection in this current context. The second reflection in this current context is about that when we are associating with devotees, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, whenever we are facing some challenges, we need to understand the root cause of where these challenges are coming from. Books like Madhurya Kadambini, books like Mahasiksha, and several other Vaishnava Achara literatures helps us to do that dissection, to do that analysis. Especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, several, all the Vaishnava Acharyas, Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Maharaj for that matter. And the background analysis, root cause of all this analysis will take us to eliminate where this problem is coming from. And they are always referring to two things. Number one, giving oneself more importance than one deserves. And number two, giving importance to an association one thinks is attractive than beneficial. I repeat, the root cause of all the challenges, there are several analyses, this problem because of this current, this problem is because of this cause, this problem is because of this cause. But if we can summarize, root causes, it will boil down to two things. Number one, being self-centered. We are supposed to be self-responsible, self-introspective, self-proactive, all those things are okay. But if we give little more, cross the boundary, go across our limits and give over importance to ourselves, what I think, what I feel, what I want is correct over what is given, what is suggested. Srimad Bhagavatam says it as Nashta Matayaha, intelligence destroyed. When one's intelligence is destroyed, what happens? These two things happens. He will give importance to oneself more than importance to anything else. And second is he will value the association which are attractive than which are beneficial. So when we are carried away by the attractive association rather than seeing it as a beneficial association, and one gives self-importance, then Srimad Bhagavatam says Vidvesha Nashta Matayaha, one's intelligence is completely destroyed. For us to receive Krishna's mercy, our heart needs to be soft, our intelligence needs to be sane. Daruna Chetasaha means our heart is hard, like a dead wood. Nashta Matayaha means our intelligence is destroyed. So here it is explained that because Naraka, who happened to be Krishna's son, initially he was okay. But because he associated with Banasura, he became a rascal. So he had to be treated, Now if you have to get rid of a contagious situation, you completely purge them out of your life. In Tamil, there is a very nice saying. Abatthukku udava nanban, arum pasikku udava annam, dagathai teera thannir, daridiram ariya pendir, kobathai unara vendan. Which means, a friend who does not help you in your difficulties, in your challenging moments, and is leading you astray. What kind of friend he could be? So if an association is not bringing you closer to Krishna, abatthukku udava nanban, a friend is not helping you, arum pasikku udava annam, you are hungry, your food, but the food is stale, the food is, you know, completely spoiled. How that food is going to, you know, help your hunger? And if you are thirsty, and you have salt water, how that thirst will be quenched? And if in a family, if the lady is in the family, if the leading lady of the family is uncultured, how the children, how the family will be, you know, looked after? And if the king, who does not know how to direct his anger, how he will protect his own citizens and save himself and the country from enemies? So the point here is that all these people are useless. A friend who doesn't help you in difficulty, a lady who doesn't know the culture, the king doesn't know how to direct his anger, the water which can't quench your thirst, the food that is stale, which cannot mitigate your hunger, what is the value of them? Similarly, what is the value of any association, any knowledge, any intelligence, anything that you have acquired, any success apparently that you claim, if it is not directing to the Supreme Lord? So my second reflection is that the root cause of this enviousness, root cause of oppressing devotees, oppressing Krishna's servants, is actually because of these two root cause, these two basic characteristics: being self-centered and self-obsessed. We get to see many times how much we are self-obsessed. We love ourselves more than we love anyone else. We want to give so much of importance to ourselves. All our services, all our activities, all our Krishna consciousness decisions are based on how I think or how I find it convenient or relevant and relatable. Not what is the need of that service. Recently, I had a good fortune of visiting His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj in Chennai last week. I think it was on a Friday I met him. Last Friday. So, had almost 2 hours, one to two hours of... I stayed there in the ashram where he stayed in the Ajit Gauranga Prabhu's house for at least 4 or 5 hours. But got to speak to Guru Maharaj for some time for some discussions. So during my presence there are several lessons that I learned. I'm even making my notes for that. Because when you are in the devotees, the way they are serving him, I mean, right from the way Jayaprataka Maharaj is conducting himself, the kind of difficulties that he is to go through, and still he is trying to serve the Sankirtan mission, to all the devotees who are looking after him, to that family who have been hosting them, to the entire community who have been serving them. Amazing. And one of the messages that I could carry home was that in your Krishna conscious days, at some point in time, you need to rise above than what I can do to what I need to do. We are always currently dwelling on, this is what I can do in my Krishna consciousness. This is what I like to do in Krishna consciousness. This is what I will be able to do in Krishna consciousness. So we are constraining Krishna consciousness to our current likings and possibilities, which is understandable for some time. But as we progress in Krishna consciousness, we need to rise up, rise above the comfort zone, rise above the zone of I, me, mine. Rise above the zone of being self-centered. Rise above being zone of what the service demands vis-a-vis what I am interested in doing. So my second reflection here is to say that how in our growing Krishna conscious days, if we are careful on how I am, for Krishna consciousness, one need to be self-conscious, self-introspective, being careful about what are all our quotients are. But that should not, you should not cross over the line beyond, the allowed limit. So I want to end the second reflection by saying that the root cause of somebody's behavior of being envious is being self-centered. And when somebody's intelligence is destroyed by wrong association. If we choose a wrong association, we have several histories, several stories, several pastimes. Our intelligence is carried away. And the irony is that you will not realize you're drifting away. Slowly, 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 slowly. You'll be drifting away. We were discussing in our Bhagavatam class on Sunday that as much as Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the great personalities participate in the Sankirtan mission, even Kali comes around there. Even Kali is walking in that area. Kali is watching over. And Kali is trying to find a window, an opportunity to penetrate our heart. Because Kali is restless. As the Sankirtan mission is spreading glorious, Kali is waiting for an opportunity how to pull us down. Prabhupada says that Maya, whilst she is everywhere, she can as well be amongst Vaishnava circles. She may assume the garb of a devotee, garb of a Krishna consciousness perspective, and try to disturb us. So hence, let's be very careful in Vaishnava association. That is why Prabhupada used the word razor's edge. It can help you clean, it might cut off. So from that perspective, let us be very prudent in our actions as well as in our association. So this is with respect to the second reflection. The third reflection is about this association as well as enviousness or one's conduct is linked to what is called as material prosperity and the response towards that prosperity. So it is important to know that as much as we are becoming prosperous, we are becoming very successful, our conduct, our behavior changes. So I have a small table that I want to compare material prosperity versus spiritual progress and its outcome. So first is, if somebody is neither materially prosperous, his material prosperity is not there, he is very pauper and poor, and he is spiritually weak. One person who is materially not good, as well as spiritually not good. It's a very unfortunate situation. Durbhagya. Because he is, in both ways, in trouble. Somebody who is materially prosperous, but not made spiritual progress. So he can be called as a fortunate, a Bhagyashali. Because he is materially prosperous, but spiritually not. So at least he has got some sukriti, at least he is done. The third is somebody who is materially prosperous, and for being materially prosperous, for his material prosperity, one uses spiritual prosperity. In a sense, one uses spiritual platform for material prosperity. Of course, a devotee can be materially prosperous and successful, as well as Krishna conscious, great. But if somebody is trying to utilize Krishna consciousness platform, the reason I am coming to this third reflection is the aspect of Kali entering into the devotee's association. The Kali enters devotee's association in the form of a very attractive devotional practitioner. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says he is called a pretender. Be careful, because sometimes you may get carried away by your own pretending nature. You may get carried away by others' pretending nature. So hence the third aspect of it is anyone who is trying to utilize spiritual platform for his material prosperity is called murka, fool. The fourth category is what Kunti Maharani says. A person who is completely situated in spiritual progress and utilize all the material prosperity for his spiritual success, for his spiritual agenda. From that perspective, he is materially impoverished. He may have a lot of money, a lot of wealth, but he is not associating himself with that. That person is called Akinchana. So the person, he is actually materially poor because he does not have anything to do with materialistic life. He may have lots of money, but he identifies themselves as Krishna's. So the difference between third and fourth, in the case of third category, a person uses spiritual position for his material prosperity is murka. The person utilizes all the material acquisition, power, position, name, fame, money, everything for the service of Krishna and doesn't recognize himself with his material acquisition. He's called Akinchana. So the idea here is that in our growing Krishna consciousness years, let's make sure that the pretending tendency is very much part of Kali's agenda. A Kali Chela, a follower of Kali, will come in the form of a devotee look-alike. But he may not be a devotee. It may come in the form of devotional quality look-alike. It may not be actual devotion. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says in Vaishnavake, in a very elaborate analysis. So be careful in getting, recognizing what is real devotion vis-a-vis what is a look-alike. So my third reflection is, whilst the root cause of enviousness is bad association and being self-centered, naturally we will talk about choose the right association. So we are trying to warn and say, please beware about Kali's effect also. So don't be a Kali Chela and don't get carried away by a Kali Chela. So the example that is given is that a snake is definitely poisonous, but a snake with a jewel on its hood is all the more poisonous. A person who is envious is definitely recognized and you can stay away from him. But a person in the garb of a devotee, a person who is talking devotional but carry enviousness in his heart, is all the more dangerous. So from that perspective, a person, because here it is very clearly said, Krishna is not going to spare such a person. Krishna is not going to, keep quiet. He didn't keep quiet in the case of Bhishma Pitama. Because to protect Arjuna, he broke his promises. He didn't keep quiet in case of Prahlad Maharaj. He didn't keep quiet in the case of several devotees. He protected Parikshit Maharaj from Ashwatthama's anger. He protected Ambarish Maharaj from Durvasa Muni's anger. He protected Prahlad Maharaj. He protected Arjuna. He protected Pandavas. He protected so many people. He is protecting you, me, everybody. And please note, the way he protects is not the way we expect he should protect. I repeat, the way he protects is not necessarily the way that we expect him to protect. He protects in a very unique way. Sometimes he protects us by putting us in challenges. Sometimes he protects us by taking us out of the challenges. Sometimes he protects us by making us paupers. Sometimes he protects us by making us rich. The glorious thing is that when we take shelter of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, Bajahure Manam Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Pindare Durlabha Manava Janama Satsange Tarohe Bhava Sindure. So bottom line is, somehow take shelter of Lord's lotus feet. And my last point is, the fourth reflection is not a reflection, just a point, which is going to lead to the next series. Next part of this story is about Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, the Lord is eagerly waiting for his arrival. The Lord is missing him. So now the Sankirtan mission is going to, you know, get into the very, action mode. Up till this point in time, I mean, till two chapters before, Gauranga Mahaprabhu has been playing around and, you know, trying to warm up. Now the warm up period is over. Very soon, there is going to be a milan of Gauranga and Nityananda at Nandanacharya Bhavan. After that milan, nothing is going to, nobody can stop this Sankirtan mission. That combination, Shishi Gauranga and Nityananda, Bolo Hari Bol, Bolo Hari Bol, Bolo Hari Bol, Mane Ranande Bhai, Bolo Hari Bol, Suke Thakur, Duke Thakur, Bolo Hari Bol, Krishna Rasam Sarataki, Bolo Hari Bol. So they are going to go out in the streets. So Nityananda Prabhu is going to, meet very soon. Right from the appearance up till this point in time, Nityananda Prabhu is holding on to his ecstasy. He's just waiting for the order. He just wants Gauranga Mahaprabhu to say, hey, go ahead, Nithai. Go and serve. Go and preach. He's just waiting for that single word. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is going to glorify Nityananda Prabhu's appearance. That's the last words that we read today. So Nityananda Prabhu's participation in the Sankirtan mission is going to add a feather on the cap. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful combination of how Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are going to serve the Sankirtan mission, spread the Sankirtan mission. So we are so fortunate that we are in the Sankirtan journey. We are part of the Sankirtan mission. Just that we need to make sure that we look after those three portions that we spoke. Don't be envious. Protect yourself to make sure that you don't spit out the envy, because we are struggling with our own anomalies. But we need to be very careful that whilst I am trying to fix myself, I don't add more problems. So hence, I need to learn to, self-shield and cure my disease properly. And understand the root cause of this envious nature is our self-centeredness as well as our bad association. And in the aspect of searching for a right association, please don't get carried away by the pretenders and Kali Chelas. And last but not least, the problem, all these problems get fixed when Sankirtan mission started by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu overpowers our life. When we completely surrender ourselves to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and if we are able to perform the services as a menial, humble servant, then I guess we are saved. And I'm sure that we will be able to help others to, sail the same journey. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Thank you so much. If there are any questions, comments, reflections, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranamal Guru Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It's a beautiful, beautiful class. Very grateful to you for such a nice class and learning lessons, lot of learning lessons from the class, Prabhu. Very grateful to you. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, anybody having any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, कोटि कोटि धन्यवाद, प्रणाम शिल प्रभुपाद शिल गुरुदेव की जय, गोपीनाथ की जय। प्रभु जी, राधाष्टमी इज कमिंग, सो इफ इट इज पॉसिबल बाय द परमिशन ऑफ ऑल वैष्णवा, कैन यू प्लीज गिव 3-4 मिनट्स फॉर श्रीमती शशि राधा रानी।
Wow. I'll take some questions. There is Prahladananda Prabhu want to ask something, and then we'll see.
Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. I do not have a question, but I just have a little clarification. I did. You categorized the third category as murkh, right? Those who utilize it. So how does it relate to this, our Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam Jana Sukrutina Arjuna. There we are Artharthi also. And, you know, we pray that Lord Krishna will help us. And again, I understand in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Ama Bhaje Mage Vishisai Sukh Ei Bada Murkh. And ultimately he gives his Charanamrut and, you know, makes
the reason I'm using that, the reason that classification was mentioned is Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam, you know, scenario where I am naturally interested in seeking for some material prosperity, so I am surrendering to the Supreme Lord. But the category that I mentioned is, I was trying to drive home a point about Kali Chela, where somebody trying to utilize spiritual progress or spiritual platform for gaining material prosperity. That is not falling under Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam category. Exactly. The idea is, the very important is, many a times, because if we do not know to draw a proper line, sometimes we step over and try to think that even in Krishna consciousness, say for example, I am a, you know, leader in the community, I try to utilize the service of a leader in terms of an opportunity to make my profile and try to survive my, build my, you know, portfolio and portion, that's rascaldom. And that is actually, you know, condemned. So from that perspective, I was saying that is murta. So it is important in a journey of Krishna consciousness that we need to eventually, Kunti Maharani says, akinchana gochara, means eventually Krishna will make you to completely surrender, submit everything to his lotus feet and make you a pauper. So this is nothing to do with material impoverished situation in terms of you will become literally a pauper. You literally start to believe that nothing belongs to you. You will assign everything in Krishna's name and you will operate in that zone. That's my understanding. Of course, it is also having a literal meaning that Krishna makes his devotees, you know, if he wants to, they, you know, become a real pauper also. But that doesn't, you know, stop a devotee in his service. So the idea here is that in terms of our progressive Krishna consciousness, let us safeguard ourselves from being a pretender. And make sure that we try to humbly, sincerely practice Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we will be looked after by the Supreme Lord. Does it make sense for you?
Yeah, that's perfect. You know, I just misunderstood it the other way, but you clarified that. Thanks for that. Yeah, very much. Thank you.
Yes, Kirtidas Minimadas.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, this is Ajay Govindas here. My humble Thank you so much, Rangadhari Prabhu, for a very nice discourse. I was hearing you were talking about a poisonous snake who is very dangerous. And you also mentioned that more dangerous is the snake who has a jewel, which refers to the devotees who appear to be pure devotees or, you know, nice devotees, but internally they are envious. It is very hard for anybody to recognize such people. So I have two questions here. One is, how do we recognize such people, especially for those who are, you know, advancing or are not yet very, very advanced? Because for them, everybody is a respectable Vaishnava. And then second thing is, how do we deal with those devotees? Because if we understand they are not good or they are envious and our behavior might be changed or we start keeping distance, then people start judging us. And, you know, how do we deal with these two situations?
Very important, very deep question, Prabhu. Thank you so much for asking. And I will try to see if I can share what I learned. Maybe other Vaishnavas can also add.
Yeah,
number one, how to recognize, such a person who is a pretender. My two cents is that anyone who is not ready to give credit of all the success to his seniors. He is looking for self-recognition or self-credit. He is already a victim of this problem. So anyone who is looking after credit, that, you know, I have to be recognized. What happened to my, you know, Prabhu, I did certification, you know, book distribution. I need, recognition. I need my credit. I need my endorsement. Sometimes Kanishtas also have that, you know, aspiration, which is, you know, understandable, and we can appreciate that because they're enthusiastic and they may want some, blessings. But when a serious practitioner, somebody who is a seasoned devotee, instead of, you know, praising other devotees, instead of giving credit to his spiritual master or his spiritual authorities, if he is constantly looking forward for some credit. These are all some symptoms. This is one symptom. Second symptom of recognizing somebody who is envious is that the very first thing he will see is a problem, then a good thing. Because there are people whom you know that they will never be able to see good things in a situation. They will very much downplay. I'm sorry to use a very stupid example here. I'm not sure how much you follow Indian politics. You know, how much ever the government does something great, the opposition will see it and zoom in and see what mistake this guy is making. They will make a mole out of a mountain out of a mole. I mean, recently that is how it is happening. Where, even if you do a great, glorious thing, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says a fantastic example. Two friends were there. One guy is very envious. So right from the childhood days, this guy used to always snub the other guy. And eventually when they grew up, the second guy became a big lawyer and a judge. So the third friend said that, hey, you know that so-and-so person has become a judge and a lawyer. A judge and a very big person. So this guy says, no, that's not possible. You know, he was not studying very well in a school. And you see, this is a, proof. Newspaper has printed this. This is his photo. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says that the guy who is envious says, probably he would have become a judge and not drawn, very high salary and still be, not properly positioned there. So a person who is envious will constantly see where the mistakes are rather than see the bigger picture. So there are two aspects: not giving credit where the credit is due. Number two, seeing a problem first and making that as a big agenda, then the bigger picture of glorious things. There are two prominent symptoms to see a person as this snake with the, jewel. There are many more symptoms that Chaitanya Charitamrita says, kutinati. There are almost 6-7, things that Chaitanya Charitamrita lists. Diplomacy, duplicity, hypocrisy, they have a big list. But those are all, very, difficult to, we can go on and discuss that, but these two are immediately, prominently recognizable. How do we deal with them? First is stay away from them. And at the same time, how do we help them that somehow or other, they need to be under someone's care whom they can respect to. At least I know some people who have the motto of perfection over purity. For them, if things are not perfect, they will not be able to map purity to this. But in Krishna consciousness, purity is the perfection. Perfection is not purity. I'm not sure if I, making some sense here. Because in Krishna consciousness, there are certain things apparently may not be perfect. But so long as their intentions, attitude, the mood is pure, Krishna accepts them. But those who are stuck to the material perfection and does not recognize spiritual purity, these fault finders are such people. They will point out the imperfection, but they will not recognize the purity underneath. So such people have to be dealt or put under those Vaishnavas who are perfect as well as pure. Like for example, there are persons, like for Jananivas Prabhu. He is perfect in his services as well as pure. If somebody wants to find fault, they will find fault in them also. But my idea is that somebody who is 4 steps above you in your stature, that is seldom difficult to, deal with them. This is one strategy. Second is, generally such people need to have arm's length relationship with senior devotees, because when they go too close, too soon, they see faults and not good things. But when they stay at arm's length and respect, just by respect and service, they will be able to get some purification. So one is, as a self-practitioner, anytime I know somebody is envious of me, they say behind a horse and a donkey, you stay, 1 meter distance. But for an envious person, you stay much, much away from him. But somewhere somebody has to help such a soul. That option is, he has to be given, under some very senior person who can take charge of him and try to guide him, as well as educate this person to stay at an arm's length. Don't go too close too soon. Otherwise, he may get familiar with certain things and again use his fault-finding nature. Of course, there are several other dynamics, chanting, Bhagavatam, all those natural things are definitely there. But these are all some application, tactics. Am I making some sense, Prabhu?
Definitely. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I got your point, what you're trying to say. So,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other questions or comments?
Thank you, Prabhu, for such a beautiful answer and very nice question. So nicely answered. Very grateful to you. Easy to understand.
Okay. So, Brinda Gopika Mataji wanted me to talk about Radha Ashtami. I do not know. It's going to be completely a 360-degree thing. I'll just say one story and, just to glorify. I mean, it's... okay, I'll tell you 2 points too with respect to, Srimati Radharani. One is Srimati Radharani's position in Krishna consciousness conversation is inseparable from Krishna. Like how Krishna and Balaram are two supreme personality of Godheads, Srimati Radharani and Krishna are same, inseparable, same identity. One is enjoyer, another is enjoyed. The superlative enjoyed, form of the Lord is Srimati Radharani. The superlative enjoyer form of the Lord is the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And Srimati Radharani's attachment for Krishna and Krishna's attachment for Srimati Radharani has never stopped and it is still increasing. When Krishna sees Srimati Radharani, his beauty increases. And when Srimati Radharani sees Krishna, her beauty increases, and beauty, happiness quotient increases when they see each other. Sridhar Maharaj once mentioned that when Krishna stands next to Srimati Radharani, he doesn't even want Srimati Radharani to touch. Just the dhoti or pallu of Srimati Radharani touching Krishna itself will give goosebumps to Krishna. So if you all very carefully observe, in our ISKCON temple, the way we dress Krishna and Radha Krishna is, Radha Krishna's chadar is always pinned with Srimati Radharani's pallu or some, frock. So it is not some sort of a, creative arrangement. It is that Krishna loves, not even Radharani's touch, Radharani's pallu's touch gives goosebumps to Krishna. That much Krishna is dear. In fact, day before yesterday or last 2-3 days before, I was reading a quote by Gaur Govinda Maharaj, where he was talking about two Krishnas. So one Krishna who was born in the jail when Vasudeva was carrying. At the same time, there was a Krishna who was actually born to Yashoda Maiya in Gokul. Actually, Yashoda Maiya gave birth to a boy child as well as a girl child. So when Vasudeva took Krishna to Vrindavan, to Gokul, because it was dark in the night, because he was in a hurry, he only saw the girl child. He left Krishna there, the Vasudeva Krishna there, and took the girl child and came. So it is explained that the child that Yashoda Maiya begot, who is Yashoda Krishna, merged with Vasudeva Krishna and they became. So one is Leela Purushottam, who is born in Gokula to perform only Leela, and Vasudev Krishna, who had performed for other administrative and other aspects of Leela, they kind of merged. So when Akrura took Krishna back to Mathura, so once again the Yashoda Krishna stayed back in Vrindavan, but to enhance the Leela aspect, he was not visible to everyone. So the point I'm trying to say is that Krishna eternally resides in Vrindavan only to serve and enjoy the company of gopis, and the topmost of that gopi is Srimati Radharani. And there was a Brahmana. So this Brahmana happened to be very, very poor. So this Brahmana had a girl, had a daughter who was at the age of marriage. So this Brahmana begged the Lord, "My dear Lord, why are you so cruel to me? I have a daughter who is to be married. I don't have any money. I am completely poor." And whenever he used to witness any marriage functions, his anguish, his frustration, his desperateness would increase, saying that, how will I get my daughter married? Why are you doing this to me? So looking at his predicament, Krishna appeared. Said, "What do you want?" "So do something so that I will get rid of my problem." So Krishna said, "Okay, here is my Srimati Radharani. You keep her with you. You will have all good fortune come your way." So Krishna literally gave Srimati Radharani to that Brahmana. The Brahmana once again started crying. So he started crying by saying that, "What kind of blessing is this? I already have an unmarried girl with me, and I'm already struggling to get her married because I don't have money. You're giving one more unmarried girl to me. What kind of blessings is this?" So Krishna said, "Okay, so you don't want Srimati Radharani? Fine, I'll give you some solution." So he made Srimati Radharani sit on one side of the weighing scale. He called all the gopis, and all these gopis brought different jewels, and all those jewelries that they wore. So they gave equivalent to the weight of Srimati Radharani and gave it to the Brahmana. So this Brahmana was finally very happy. "Wow, finally I got so much of wealth." And the episode got over. Several years later, he sat and thought, "What happened to my life? I got Srimati Radharani my way. Krishna gave her to me. And I was so stupid enough to choose over the wealth that is needed for the wedding, thinking that that is going to solve my problem. And I left Srimati Radharani." The reason I am saying this is, Srila Prabhupada has given Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna together in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. So we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings and Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna coming our way. If we try to say, "Krishna, no, this is not the priority for me now. Solve my materialistic solution problem," Krishna will solve, because Krishna is waiting for fulfilling our desires. Krishna may sort them out. But what may happen? So later you will realize, "Oh my God, I had Srimati Radharani for me. I had Krishna for me. I chose somebody else. I chose something temporary out of that." So my two messages is, number one, that in our devotional journey, the position of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and the love Krishna has got for Srimati Radharani and their transcendental pastimes are superlative in nature, and by the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have got them. And hence our upcoming Radha Ashtami day, we should be very much remembering all Srila Prabhupada has given to us. Yadi gaurna hoito, tabe ki hoito, khemone dari tamde, radhara mahima, prema rasa seema jagate janatoke. So Srimati Radharani and Radha Krishna's love, if you are all able to talk in even a slightest capacity, is only because of the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So they are available for us. through our Vaishnava Sangha. So please grab them and enjoy the transcendental pastimes and be part of them. The second part of the message is that you may get attraction towards materialistic things over Krishna. So please don't get carried away by these materialistic things. They will come to you anyway. If you have Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Amitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is Arjuna, there are four things for sure. Shri, Vijaya, Niti, Bhuti. Four things are definitely be there. So you will get wealth, victory, morality, power. All four will come your way. So please choose Krishna over Krishna's energies. Krishna's energies will come along with Krishna. But if you ask only for Krishna's energy and not for Krishna, that will be our stupidity. I'm sure there are many more speakers who are going to come and enlighten you on the more and more glories of Srimati Radharani. But just that you asked me, so I thought I'll share this. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. I think Mataji cannot unmute. I will ask her to unmute.
Mataji, thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti dhanvat pranam. Please, please pray for all Bhakti Sangha Mataji. This year we can enter in. We are qualified to enter Shidham Vrindavan Dham, Shishi Mayapur Dham, Shishi Jagannath Puri Dham by the mercy of Srimati Shishi Bhakti Devi and all Vaishnava and all GPC Maharaj. Please pray for all of us. Koti koti dhanvat pranam to your sincere seva. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev ki jai, Gopinath ki jai.
A small reflection here is that in our life, many, many pains will come because of different actions. Pain is inevitable because it is nature of this material world. But suffering is our choice. So please choose wisely what to be done. I am entering into suffering because of my choices. Pain is inevitable. Vaishnava will learn to know to learn from every pain. And a Vaishnava will also know how to avoid a suffering. So by we choosing Krishna, by we choosing Sankirtan mission, we should learn to avoid suffering. And Prabhupada has given a very fantastic process. And I guess all of you in Bhakti Sangha are geared up to that. Just make sure that the purity of this action is intact. And the net result is, sure shot are going to be achieved. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Your last words are very, very important for us to follow, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. If there are no more questions and realizations, we can end the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas on the call. Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Grupa Sindhu Bhya Vachapatidanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnav Rindu Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nam Giridhari Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti dhanvat pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat pranam, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, all dear devotees, for joining today's class. We'll close the call here. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.